Just about 1 minute after the hour of 3 o'clock. Just want to welcome you to the first episode of Youth Unplugged for the year. Of course, brought to the kind compliments of our sponsor, Bank of St. Lucia, and they want to advise its customers and the general public of a disruption in the ATM services at all Massey locations. ATMs at Bosa branches on Blue Coral Mall, Caribbean Cinemas, the Providence Commercial Center, and the Hironore Airport still remain operational. Yeah. So thank you to the crew over at Bank of St. Lucia for sponsoring this program. My guest today is somebody I've known for a while and has been out of the island in and out, and he's back now full time. Nairi McGlory. I could never say his name properly. I just hope I did this time. Good afternoon and welcome to Youth Unplugged. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Good afternoon, Ron. Yes, it has been a while. A long time. It's
been a while. We've known each other for quite a bit of time, yeah?
Yep.
It started with, we first met at, was it UWE?
Yeah, UWE.
UWE, when we did the events management course.
Yeah, of course.
So, and since then, we've kept in touch. People might not know the name.
That night.
But they know the brand, NGM Events, on social media.
Or just Nye.
Very big in the carnival. Have you taken a step back from carnival or stuff as like before? Or
well, not really, because if it wasn't for COVID, this year I would have a section just for fun.
Oh, nice.
A section NGM. So
nice. But Nye, tell us a little bit more about yourself, so people can know, you know, the face behind the brand. So tell us about how you were raised, what school you went to, you know, these important things.
Okay, I am Nairi. Only child from both parents, father's side.
Only child from both parents. That's amazing. So that means you're spoiled.
I wouldn't say that.
You're spoiled.
I'm just good.
You're spoiled. Mm-hmm.
I went to Anglican.
Yes. Yeah. Did I know you from Anglican?
Maybe. I don't know.
Probably. Yeah.
Probably too.
Probably. I didn't even know you were to Anglican. Yeah. Yes, go ahead.
Went to Anglican. Graduated at SDA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. From there, I did Sarafa, did courses there, Sarafa.
Okay, what did you study about Sarafa?
Business side.
Business, okay, yeah. Cool. And back in high school, SDA, what was it like growing up? Because, you know, SDA and the whole...
Adventist?
The Adventist movement, did it suppress your creativity or did it just expose you to a more... Because one thing, Adventist people are organized, though. I find they're very organized.
Because by my mother's side, most of them are Adventists.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and by my father's side, even my mother and father are Catholics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the music background also started from my father because he was in the church. So I started music at age 7. Six, seven.
Mm-hmm.
School of Music until almost even secondary school.
What did you do at School of Music?
Piano.
Ah.
I was big at piano.
Do you still practice?
Well, the funny thing about that is when I went to school in Miami, part of the course we had to do
music
composing,
theory.
Music theory. So while that came up, I was like, but
you do that already.
I do that already. So
did it give you an edge above everybody else?
Kind of. Because one of it, we had to choose one of our songs and put it and bring it for the instructor to play. And I chose Bacchanal from Pringles. And he played the exact way that Pringles, you compose it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a whole other conversation. So, Sir Arthur Lewis.
Sir Arthur. Then I did graphics at NSDC.
Okay.
Then after that, I went to, first was Super J. I spent like maybe 2 weeks. My mother was in England at that time. And I was like, Mommy, that's not for me.
That's not for you.
Yeah. So I just left it and I applied to do it at Bay Gardens. And from Bay Gardens, I got more exposure. I became the marketing officer for doing all three properties. So I got training from Kiefer Glass.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so, and we're still in touch. Most times when she need help with website management, she will link me to do that. So most of my graphics and sales marketing and website development came from Bay Gardens.
Nice.
Then from there, when I left Bay Gardens. I went to Cotton Bay.
No, another hotel.
Yeah, and I started the social media page as well. And the funny thing, too, is after I left Bay Gardens got an award for best social media.
That should have been under you. That's your award. That's pretty cool. Now, after that, you then went to the U.S. to study.
Miami.
What was it that you studied? And then, of course, you went to a renowned school that everybody who's into production.
Yeah, production.
And those kind of things. Because I wanted to go to Full Sail.
Full Sail. And
very renowned university.
And then SAE as well.
Yeah. And when I saw the bill, I was like, nah. Full Sail expensive. But what was the experience like going to such a renowned institution for audio?
It was exciting when I went. Only the only Caribbean person in my class. And with every opportunity, the person that I am, if I see a door open, I'll push myself. So, because there was one time they wanted a voluntary work, and I had to be there at 4 in the morning to set up. And since I was new to Miami, I didn't know the place, and me alone in Miami, I took the bus, and when I got there around 8 in the night.
And you're supposed to be there at 4.
Had to be there at 4. And the owner asked me what I was doing there, not knowing he's the person who in charge. And he was like impressed with me. He called his friend from Italy because he's an Italian.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought me to his hotel room. And then he was impressed with me. And every gig he had, he was calling me to do. And then kick up from there. School-wise, learn everything from production. School, what I really thought school was just about mixing, mastering. It wasn't really about that. We did contract, the business side. How to make a plan for artists if they travel, all that, their contracts and everything.
Also, it's like a full inside. So you could leave there not only as a mixer master, but you could leave there also as a good production assistant,
exactly,
a good contract lawyer,
TV thing. Because even while I was there, I did experience. I was working on a horror movie, which I was doing the sound for. And the funny thing about it was the horror movie was done in a haunted hotel.
An alleged haunted hotel.
Yeah, because
everywhere,
there was like Bible in the stairs, no current, just generators. So I was like, the first thing I was like, why there are Bibles? They say it's haunted. So I was like, okay.
So did you get to experience anything paranormal?
No.
Did you see no gage coming and feel something? Was it your little susus here and everything is just rising and then the little hairs, nothing like that? You didn't get the experience of that?
No,
this is one of the first times I'm hearing someone talk about their schooling experience. And it just makes me think that I've missed out. Because, sometimes you think...
Yeah. And plus...
It sounds like an amazing experience.
Schooling in the U.S., especially... In my field, like, you have to be strong, because most of them feel, as long as you're from the Caribbean, that you smoke. So like, each time they come, the guys will come. If I smoke, they smoke. Before class, they smoke, because at that one time the teacher had to put one out because you're smelling of weed. So, even my studio vibes too as well. When I was doing studio, the assistant engineer in the studio, the guys used to come with the weed and smoke and ask me if I want. I was like, nah. Since I'm from the Caribbean, they were like, nah.
Oh, they'll be like, yeah, because everybody from the Caribbean smokes weed.
Yeah, everybody.
That's such a terrible stereotype.
Yeah,
so. Not all of us smoke weed. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. But that's amazing. But how were you able to keep strong? I mean, not going to temptation, because, I mean, it's all around you. Seems to be the to get some kind of inspiration. So I don't know.
The good thing about it, too, since where I was staying was close to the school, I will go and do the assignment, lab hours. Yes.
In and out.
Especially when you're learning the boards. Because, like, every 2 weeks, we have to learn like a different board. So we have to learn it and then exam. If you don't pass that practical exam and theory, you're not moving on to the next board. So we have to cram that, learn it each time. So in my hours, I will leave the school like, school finish around 3, I will leave there around 11. Just doing a lot of hours, studying the boards and doing everything.
What has been probably at school your best experience and something that will probably stay with you for a very long time?
You know, let me think. Because there are so many, eh? So many. I will say one, getting to be a member of the Grammys. Because once I got that, every event that the Grammys had, I was invited or to be part in that. Mm-hmm. Because I remember one event the Grammys was having for the students. We had to be the producer, the setup, the bodyguards for artists, popular artists. Mm-hmm. So that was a good experience for me. And even one day I met a guy who works with a label who was there, and he was like, "You heard my accent?" And he was like, "You from Senegal?" I was like, "Yeah." And he was like, "You from Senegal too?" So I was like, "Okay, where are you from?" So he was like, "Down the south." So I was like, "Okay." So some people in the industry are Senegal. Even before I came down, there was this Lucian guy who tours with Kamani Mali. Mm-hmm. He used to play with Burning Flames. We link up, and he stays in West Palm. So he taught me nightclubs, the sound, the fogging, the lights, and everything. And he introduced me to other engineers, top engineers too. So my experience was amazing.
Now, with such a background or the formal training, where did you see the direction of your life? And I know COVID has changed a lot of it, but what were the intentions behind studying, the music industry?
Me was more into live sound and management, A&R type of. And then I had to come back down because even at the time, due to family, mm-hmm. I had to come.
Let's leave. Mm-hmm.
Come back down, and then it was a bit hard knowing that I had to come back down because the way I was moving with mostly everybody, because I did the assistant for Billyman show, Lady Saw. So that experience was amazing, building communications, which I still have though. Mm-hmm. I still have, which I assist surging with Trinity new producers, because one song she have, I send it to Trinidad, mm-hmm. and they like it, and then they link her, and they ask for the stems, and they did a remix to it.
Right.
And then from there, even like most artists that I assist, I always try on 12.
True.
Which one popular song that was one of my songs that we'll see. All right.
Yeah, I like Rosa. Just about to say,
which you will see on my YouTube page, which we launched it. It's a million something followers.
Your YouTube page?
Yeah, it's from the video.
Okay.
Of the song. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a million.
Oh, yeah, I know what song you're talking about.
Yeah, so yeah.
I know what song you're talking about.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yes. As we're talking about artists, we were having a very interesting conversation before we even went on, and I want to touch on that. We were talking about, you know, a lot of the problems with a lot of the artists here is that
image.
The image, and they wait until somebody from overseas comes and gives them the same knowledge that you're willing to give for free. They're willing to pay for it, and somebody here giving them for free and they're not accepting it. Why do you think that is, though?
Because most times they feel like you're nobody. You're down to earth, and somebody that from outside will come. And since like they know you, sometimes I will say local, they will say like your knowledge is nothing to them.
That's sad, eh? That's sad. But if there's an artist that you know that you could work with right now and from scratch, an unknown art or an upcoming artist that you would love to work with right now to help to build their brand and use all the knowledge that you've gained from school, which artist do you think that you would want to work with right now?
Because imagine from last year, I said from my past experience that I'm not working with no artist again. But let me think about it. Let me see. There are also some good ones. I will say Toriel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, she's good.
No,
but I just find
she's really good.
She needs to get out more.
Yeah, she's really good. Yeah. And another one, I'll probably play her music after Jada.
Jada.
I mean, hey, we have so much underutilized talent in St. Lucia, and I mean, what limitations do you have that you cannot take that level? Because I mean, if you do, you went to such a prestigious university or college, why would you come back to St. Lucia to you? And that's just a question. I'm not saying that you shouldn't have, but what made you come back home? Why couldn't you stay up there? You're already making those necessary links with big industry people. Mm-hmm. Why come back home?
Well, one was to my father.
Right.
My father, like, he was kind of missing me, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was lately that while back, I noticed like he was getting sick.
Oh.
And then even spent some time, and the following year, he passed.
Right.
So that was one of the reasons why I came back. So.
No inspiration, no vibe to have gone back and to the U.S.?
Well, from the time I'm back, you know, I've been out. Before COVID, I was in Dubai.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, was in Dubai. Had to go to Bahrain and Qatar, but due to COVID,
mm-hmm.
that closed the borders already. So,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it doesn't be... Even while I was in Dubai too, I got some links in the industry too. So, but Dubai will hopefully see me back soon. If
what is it like? Like, let me tell you, Dubai is definitely on any future millionaire's definite to go list. It's on the bucket list. It's definitely on my bucket list. What is it like over there?
Amazing. My first experience wasn't. I didn't expected what I was for, because mostly you'll see you fought. Yes, Indians, the Middle East people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when you get there, you see a mixed culture. The mall itself is amazing. There is this small supermarket, which is the size of Baywalk Mall. You get everything in there. From raw fish, they will give it to you to taste. So...
Amazing. That's the kind of lifestyle you want to live, bro. You're very popular brand, and what people may know you for or know you
yes.
well know before they know even know you. NGM Events.
NGM.
Mm-hmm. How did that come about, and what's the vibe behind that?
Okay, NGM first started when we were in events class. Remember, Ratu Form?
Yes,
a company. So it started from there, and then while in Miami doing the sound, most people were like, they don't know St. Lucia, and even while giving DJs, linking up DJs, giving music, they were like, they don't know, they don't have music. So I was like, you see, I have NGM, so let me just form it into a company, and started featuring music, stuff from St. Lucia, and then promotion started from there, and mm-hmm. NGM started from there.
That's
and then while I was there, I had some people, which I... to send stuff to them, and knowing the person I am involving Carnival, I used to ask certain people for passes for them to be at the events to cover it for me. So
nice. And I mean, now you're up to like what, 16,000 followers on Instagram. I was just asking you, why you don't monetize that and make some money of that? Because, like, let me tell you, if I had half your followers, I'd be rich.
Ron.
Yes.
Even though your name is Money Ron, it's not all about money.
It's all about money, bro.
Nah.
Yeah,
well, now in COVID time, it's money.
Yeah, it's all about money, bro. So. It's all about money. Now, 20 minutes after the hour of 3 o'clock, we have 10 more minutes left with this interview at this point. I just want to take a special opportunity now to give a special thank you to our sponsor, Bank of St. Lucia. Thank you so much for being a part of this program. We really appreciate you. Good afternoon to the entire team, the entire staff. And let me tell y'all, kudos to y'all. You see the new app? That lit. Yeah, the new app lit. Bank of St. Lucia, the new app lit. Yeah, you can send money easy. Yeah, let me tell you. Bank Indonesia, big oop. That's all I can say. Let's go back. What's the plans for after COVID, or if this is the new normal, what is the plan?
Well, obviously, for me, although things slowed down during COVID, for me, I've been still working. Because during COVID, we were still working with Ricky T, because I helped Ricky T as well, his camp, with his music, his image, and products that he have to put out. I work with Ricky T. I also do jingles, which radio, played on radio. Radio station ID, commercials, certain things in the background.
You're a background man.
And plus, swimming coach as well.
You're a swimming coach?
Yeah, even during COVID, I was still doing swimming. Private swimming classes as well. Right. And I'm more based at aquatic center as well.
So swimming is your passion?
Well, that was one of the things that I started from primary school, swimming. And while doing marketing at Big Gardens, opportunity came that they wanted coaches. So I did the course. And from that time, I started doing part-time. And then one time, Adult Aquatic, a coach left. And that opportunity came for me to be a full-time coach there. So that stayed there. Nice. And until when I left the swimming, they still ask me if I'm available. So
nice. What has been one of your biggest moments in coaching swimming?
Swimming, I will say, for the first timers, when they come, they will say they're afraid, they will drown, they're too big, or they cannot do nothing. Until I tell them, let me see, and then when they do what I tell them to do, they shock with themselves. I'm somebody like, I'll push you until you get it right. Because I remember when I was doing the convent girls, there's a say, Sergeant Nye. Because the way to push them, that make sure that they do it right and everything. So,
you said you started swimming in primary school. I was just trying to figure out what swimming club was that?
That was Hurricanes, Lasmin.
You know, that's where I know you from. That's why I asked.
Yeah,
that's why. You know, literally, that means I'm just checking out. Like, that means I know you from then, because that's where I started.
Donovan. Donovan, yes.
Yes, okay. Donovan. Yes, all right, cool. It all makes sense. So that means I've known you for a very long time. Oh, my goodness. That's why I asked that question. Amazing. Now, what's next?
Well, just anything that will get me further. I'm not somebody that just settle one place. Just keep moving further. Because that one next project, which I'm trying to do this year, which is trying to offer training in audio.
Okay.
Editing. And trying to do distribution.
Something that we definitely need.
Yeah.
Definitely. What challenges are you faced with in that particular industry? I know people are already standoffish because the who's you kind of vibe. But so what other challenges are you kind of faced with?
Well, one which I will say I observe even while I was back was most times when I notice something wrong at a live show, and I go and tell the person that they fix that. They were like, who the hell is that? Why are you coming and tell me do that? So I was like, and then when I started speaking to other people, they were like, the guys here don't like taking advice from other people that they don't know. So I was like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not an engineer, but I go to a lot of shows and my ears cringe.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. It's always too much bass. Always.
Most times, like they always tell you, if you notice something like too much bass or something, that means that person loves bass. So they'll always bring up the bass to suit them, but not always.
We were talking earlier on you know, before you came on air, and we were speaking about that you got to work with a lot of Haitians.
Yeah, Haitians as well.
And Haitians are probably some of the best live music masters. They just have the, I don't know if it's the voodoo, they just have the air for mixing.
I wouldn't say just Haitians. I would say the Jamaicans as well.
Yeah.
The Jamaicans, because I learned from them as well, because most of the top engineers from Jamaica, as well as engineers from R&B, because even since I was from the Caribbean, they try to get me into a Caribbean-based studio so I can mix that genre, because even if I went into school, listening to our music wouldn't be mixed the same way. Because, for example, you will take a Ricky T song and send it to a top engineer that makes a Dre song. He'll mix it to a certain level and to suit the Americans. But if you take that same Ricky T song and send it to a Andrew Dennis or Scratch McMaster, he'll mix it to suit us.
The Caribbean people, right.
So that's how mixing is. Because like you can take a song and mix it to a cartoon, Western, you can have different mixes into that. But it still sounds perfect. But
here I was, mixing is just putting up a little bass, putting a little treble, no bringing that down, and here you just give me a mind.
Yeah.
Now, finally, just let's give a lot of young people who are probably interested in going into this particular field, give them some of the realities of the industry, because it's not as colorful as it might seem. So, I mean,
I will say, be strong. You'll get some setbacks and fight down, but don't let that put you down. Just keep going. Your door will open. And there is other fields in music industry which most people don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like there is live broadcast, there is A&R, there is editing for jingles, there is sound to picture. You can be the person who holds the mic, the shotgun at the movies, which I did.
That was, you must have a lot of upper body strength for that though.
Most times, no. Depending on on the type that you use.
I'm just thinking that's a lot of work.
No, man. just eat healthy and you'll be fine.
any final thoughts that you want to leave with some of our listeners? And of course, when you do your final thoughts, please let people know how they can get in contact with you.
Just follow NGM Events on all social platforms. Facebook, NGM, Instagram, NGM, Twitter, NGM, swimming, aquatic, Coach Nye.
Aquatic Coach Nye.
Yeah, Coach Nye.
That's what it is. Nye, thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it. Thank you for sharing your story with us. Very eye-opening into the industry and some of the back ends that we might not necessarily know about. It's a real eye-opener, and we wish you all the best and look forward to, well, not, I guess, not seeing you, but seeing your brand, because I
the
know
brand,
you,
yeah.
Let me tell you, it took a lot to convince him to come here. I don't mind.
Because I like the back end.
He's always in the background. He's not one to come in the forefront. So we really appreciate it.
But the last time I did this was with the late Tony. You remember? We had an event, came together, and he was working, and I had to go on the radio stations and push that event for him.
Yeah. But I mean, so, you know, thank you for doing this. I really appreciate it. And of course, we got to say a special thank you to our sponsor, Bank of St. Lucia. Thank you so much for sponsoring us. Youth Unplugged right here on Radio Caribbean International.